I got the groove, I got the move, I got the groove, yeah. I got the groove, I got the groove, yeah. I got the groove, I got the move, I got the groove, yeah. I got the groove, I got the move, I got the groove, yeah. I got the groove, I got the move, I got the groove, yeah. I got the groove, I got the move, I got the groove, yeah. I got the groove, I got the move, I got the groove, yeah. I got the groove, I got the
Welcome to a very special peace of mind. I've had my mind on a lot of stuff lately. Not just stuff, but I've had my mind on things that I've been really focused on. And you know, when you care about somebody so much, it hurts. You're almost afraid to say so. And the thing is I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say it, so honestly, talking about it would be ridiculous. I'm here. I mean, I'm sound in body and I understand what I'm saying. I've been in a fog, to say the least. And I'm facing every challenge I come up against with more of a, like, personal want to win. I mean, I want a job. That's the clearest point I can make. I want to be successful. So I've decided to sign up for Uber. I mean, I don't have anything on my record except for bad credit. Or no credit, and I think the only thing that's on there is the time I turned myself in, but nothing criminal has been put on there. I've had my fair shares of ups and downs. Where to start? How about when I was 5 years old? How about the time I put faith in God and I had it there for a long time. I still do. I believe that God has answers for all of us and we all must follow our own calling. And that's why I think that my answers lay inside myself and I just gotta find them. And I gotta make good choices from here on out, because no one's gonna help me make any better ones. I have to do what's right for me at the moment. Peace of Mind Podcast. Why did I create it? Well, I figured I'd give everybody a piece of my mind and they could give me a piece of theirs in return. And it puts a peace. It makes peaceful sound so good sometimes. And you do things that sound good. You don't do things because you want to. You do things because they sound really good, honestly. And so I've been doing this now for a long time. I just started the Peace of Mind podcast, and I'm doing it more often to get more episodes out there. Now, I know that some of you may feel that I am, like, giving my opinion and overstepping my bounds, and you have the right to feel that way. It's not to hurt anybody, it's just to make conversation. Honestly, that's all it is. We've all walked a tightrope at some point. We've all had our ideas smashed to a million pieces. And we've all been at that point where we don't know what to do. Well, I do know what I'm going to do. I just have to work with it. Work with what I have. Sometimes, and I'm saying this, sometimes our decisions reflect on our ways of doing things. Our morals keep us centered. Our ideas keep us at peace. So I've had morals, I've had ideas, I've held to my morals, and I've held to my ideas. And I still hear about it from time to time. Why? Because I'm standing on my morals. I'm standing on my beliefs. I'm standing on a very loose end of a cliff. It's not like I'm getting up and just walking away. I mean, I'm not going to do that. I'm saying that my morals have kept me pretty good over the years. I mean, I don't take trips. I don't go in big crowds. I don't like traveling outside the United States for a lot of reasons. And I have my preference on doctors. Some say that that's self-centered and egotistical. And probably they're right. But that doesn't mean I can't have my preference. I created Peace of Mind because I needed a way to talk about things. I needed to connect with more people. I needed to build my outreach. And I did it that way. I mean, it was better than what I was going to do. But Peace of Mind gave me a chance to speak about some tough issues. Gave me a chance to give back where I could and move forward where I have to. Peace of Mind was a talk show I created in my head. I'd have people that have an audience, I'd have guests, and they would all express their peace of mind, and at the end of the show, I would give mine and answer questions. Sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? But that's what peace of mind is. It's just like having an opinion, and I'm willing to give my opinion to whoever asks.
I am so happy that I am who I am, because shaming me in any shape, fashion, or form is wrong. Shaming anybody in any shape, fashion, or form is wrong. Welcome to My Peace of Mind. Today, I posted a video on Facebook and on my Outreach Facebook to tell people about a serious problem in America, especially in the Pride community. Now, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I don't care who you are. I don't care what walk of life you come from. I don't care if you're the President of the United States. You don't do what's going on in America. This Pride movement isn't about love anymore when you start shaming people into being something that you want them to be. Public shaming is wrong. Allow me to put into perspective what's going on. There's a group of people who think unless you're fit and have muscles from head to toe and stand perfectly skinny, you are in. And let me tell you something. That is a damn outright bold-faced little lie that people want to put over on people to get them to lose the weight to look like them. God created us equal. And when we start shaming each other or bullying each other into doing something, it doesn't work. I think that bullying should be treated like murder. Because when you bully, no matter what it is, when you bully somebody, you're as guilty as putting them in that electric chair. If a kid takes his own life or her own life because you bullied them, then you should face murder charges. Because suicide is just like murder. They get tired of it and they go do something stupid. And when they're bullied into a certain position, they respond. And their response is not dignified with how you might think. So let me put this in two words that everybody's going to understand. One, bullying is wrong. Any type of bullying is wrong. And I think that the men or people who do it should stand in shame of what they've done. Because somebody, an innocent life was lost, or he took a lot of innocent lives with him for bullying. And I think that those people who bully need to face the ultimate charge, the highest charge that comes in the criminal justice system. Because if you can bully, then you can face anything. If you think you're big and tough and strong, then you can face anything that comes your way. And a murder charge, you should be able to face it, because you and the people who did it deserve everything you get right up to this point. Bullying somebody is wrong. Peace of mind. Let me give you a little bit of peace of mind. If you bully me, I think the law should be written that if you're going to bully, then you should face the stiffest penalty there is to bullying. Because if somebody commits suicide after being bullied, the bully who did it, the bully who created the problem, the bully who stuck his nose out there and did what he did, should face the strongest penalty possible in the justice system. And it's just as good as anything else. If you want to cut bullying totally out, then it's time to make it a crime. A capital crime. It's time to say that for every bully there is out there, there's going to be one less sooner or later. And if you're caught bullying, then it should be an automatic ticket of $1 million. No one's life is worth death, and no one deserves to be bullied. And if you want to bully, then it should have a financial cost to it that gets the kid help that he needs. You want to be a bully? Fine, be a bully. But remember, there is a cost to what you do in your life. $1 million sounds like a stiff penalty to pay, but in the end, the penalty that you're paying is a lot more than what you think. When you bully, you insult, you degrade the person. When you degrade this person fights back. And when he fights back, or she fights back, it's not in the way you think. So, I think that we need to institute a section of the criminal law that speaks out to this.
Yeah, it is hot, huh?
And so, I saw a piece today that was featured on GMA, Good Morning America. TikTokers standing up to body shaming, public shaming of their bodies, bullying, basically. And I'm going to tell you something. And I really want you to listen. I've been thinking about this all day long, trying to come up with a piece to make sense. Well, this piece will make sense. Because I'm going to tell you what. The first man to shame another man, to call him a name, to tell him something that's untrue, or to say something very rude, is a man who has the most shame to bear of all, because he has no shame at all. This is the peace of mind for this week. I actually waited till Thursday because I want you guys to listen. I want you guys to hear this peace of mind. The TikTok video is up on my Facebook. It's making its round on Facebook. Shaming, body shaming, is wrong. And I'm going to tell you this. The man who shames another man's body should be ashamed to do so. Bullying, just like anything else, should be a capital offense. It should be right up there with murder or rape, because you're raping away the morals of the human body when you body shame someone. You're raping away their pride, their dignity, their humanity. You're taking away their body because you are ashamed of yourself. God created us all equal. He's seen to every moral fiber of humanity, and he did things to create us different and equal to all. No one is better than someone else. No one is more better than another man. Body shaming happened in the 60s. Body shaming happened in the beginning of mankind, and it was wrong. We should not be ashamed of each other's bodies. We should love each other's bodies. We should accept each other's bodies. We should be one with each other's bodies. So, to shame someone, to physically, morally shame them into doing something with their body that you know is wrong, is wrong. This isn't about bullying anymore. This is about people, the LGBT movement, regular everyday people doing this stuff, knowing it's wrong. I say to those of you who would do this, I say this. If you're willing to shame me, or shame somebody who's big, or shame someone who's just a little bit, has a little bit of fat on his bones, then you are no better than the one who is shaming. I could shame you because you say these things. I want you to be ashamed of saying these things. You should never speak of another person's body badly. You want to speak badly of another person's body? Then you are just as guilty as the one who said it in the beginning. Our eyes see
Our minds feel. Our bodies tell the story. And when we wrong someone, when we take a stand to say something nasty or crude or indecent, we demoralize the fiber of which we stand on. We demoralize the body, the mind, the soul of the human being. What's happening in America is happened because of bullying. Plain and simple. Texting, cyber, whatever you want to call it, it should all be murder. And it should add up to a murder sentence. Truly, it should add up to be a capital crime for what people do to other people. Murder is murder at any time. And that's what it is. It is murder. You're murdering the spirit of America when you talk poorly of others. Stay tuned. There's more to come. So what rips the soul out of a man is having other people judge his body. You know, I can understand being a model. You got to look pretty good to get on the stage. You got to have a strong middle fiber to do it. And okay, yeah, that's fine. But don't sit there and act like you're God, King, country to these immoral things. You say these things to people. You speak ill of another person. You write them a ticket and you say this is okay. So allow me to express my displeasure with this. This is what I call a fantastic misfortune of events. The man, the woman, the child. Growing up, we've been taught to respect our elders. We've been taught to respect each other. In today's society, that is not true. We are into body shaming. We are into lying to protect each other. We are into the cryogenics of humanity, which is falling apart because we don't want to respect each other. We want to talk nasty and say mean things that we know we shouldn't say in public. I mean, come on, guys. We're humans. We make decisions every day of our lives. And for some reason, this is not humanity. This is inhumane to treat other people shamelessly and talk poorly of them. This shouldn't be in the news. This should be in the problem section of the government. Because the government is doing this. The government is body shaming people. The news is body shaming America into being something that they know God would not want us to be. Body shaming is wrong. At any point in our lives, if we allow this to continue, we are falling for a false, indignified answer. If we body shame enough, people will respond. The community of people that is out there, the people who sit there every day and read those diet books and look at those people on social media and write that story and say that this is okay, when actually it's not okay. It's not acceptable. To be accepted is one thing. To be honored is another. We cannot fashionably say that body shaming is acceptable, because it's not. Bullying is not acceptable. I say if you're going to be a bully about the body, then you should face the ultimate penalty. We should make any sort of bullying at any point in America a crime. Not just a crime, a capital crime. Because that bully pushed that person to do that, that bully should suffer the same consequences as what that person has done. If a bully can push someone to kill 10 people, then the bully should face the same punishment and be put in jail. Jail is where those people belong. Maybe if a few bullies ended up in jail, maybe if a few celebrities who bully people, maybe if a few people who bully others end up in jail, they'll realize that bullying is no longer a means of escape. They'll realize that, hey, even the bully's going to go to jail. Even the person who pushed me to do this is going to go to jail. That's what needs to happen. These people need to end up in jail. These people need to end up behind bars for their mis, or whatever you want to call it, actions. There is nothing in this world more degrading than the human nature of mankind. When man cannot respect another man's body, when man cannot respect the value of understanding. When man deceives another man and lies, it's time to put together a truth known by all, a truth which speaks louder than words, louder than voices in our heads, a truth that says God gave his life to us to live. Jesus loves us all no matter what we are, and this is wrong. This is immoral. This is a turning point in America. This is where we say, stop. And this is where we come in and say, hey, you know what? We are wrong for doing this. We are wrong for saying these things. We are wrong because we're demoralizing the very fiber of America when we do this. We are not just shaming people. We are bullying these people into doing these things. This is wrong. I am done telling you how wrong it is. So I'm going to make a proposal, and I'm going to send it off to the United States Supreme Court, and I want to see what they're going to say. Because I believe that this proposal will put an end to bullying as we know it. If these celebrities, if these regular everyday people want to shame us in the LGBT community, then maybe it's time we make a poster out of them. They want to shame us, then we should shame them. In the same way that they shame us, except we're going to put them out there on display, and we're going to say these are the people who bully others to lose weight. These are the people who discriminate against big people. These are the people who call us fat. These are the people who send us nasty text messages. And pretty soon, if they see their names out there on a placard and see their faces hanging there in public, they're going to go, I don't want to be on that board. I don't want to be called a bully. I don't want to be publicly listed for everybody to know my crime. I want to be respected and have a job and be able to do things with others. Well, then don't bully and you won't be on that board. Don't say things that would be a bully and you won't be on that board. Don't shame others to be like you, and you won't be on that board. That board is for bullies. That's where they belong. Their picture, their name, their age, and what they're on there for. And it's the bully board. So if you want to be a bully, you're going to end up there on that board. They should have it all across America. It should be a plaque that says, this is the wall of shame. We shame bullies. This is our bully board. If you don't want to be here, don't bully. Respect everyone. Love everyone. This is the board. So, stay tuned, because I'm going to go into a little bit more detail next week about this bully board. Catch you later. I got to move, I got the groove, yeah. I got the groove, I got to move, I got the groove, yeah.